This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Head out to the fan hotline here and welcome on Jeff Hathorn, sports director at 93.7 The Fan, to get in on our conversation we were just having about the Browns and Steelers quarterback situations. Jeff, welcome to the show.
They are situations, aren't they, boys?
I would say that's a great word for it. Like the other day, yeah. I said we were like trying to come up with a tier to describe like the Browns quarterback situation, and I said it exists. It does. It happens. There are four quarterbacks, five in that room, and we will talk about it. Who do you think has the better quarterback spot, Jeff? The Browns or the Steelers?
Ooh, I think there's more depth with the Browns. I mean, the Steelers have a Hall of Famer. I don't know what level he's at, but I think the depth is definitely there with the Browns. But I think both sides are trying to figure out what in the world they're going to do at quarterback. I mean, the Steelers are going to know for 1 year, but then they're right back to where they were at the start of this season before they signed Rodgers.
Along those lines, Jeff, because that's kind of the premise of the debate that Nick and I were just having, where from a future standpoint, like, yeah, the Steelers probably have the advantage right now in the moment with Aaron Rodgers, but moving forward, the Browns are in a more advantageous situation with the draft pick situation they have and maybe not being as good this year, that they can potentially bottom out and maybe find that franchise quarterback. The Steelers for years have refused to do something like that. So what is the grand plan at quarterback beyond this year? Or is it a situation where they're just not even really thinking about anything other than 2025?
Well, I mean, the grand plan was the guy that's part of your quarterback rotation right now. Oof. Kenny Pickett was the grand plan, but they overdrafted Kenny and it just didn't work in Pittsburgh. And, you know, obviously it's the situation it is now. Yeah, their plan is to use some of their draft capital and move up next year in the draft to wherever that might be, to whomever that quarterback might be, whether it's Sellers, whether it's Manning. What they're pushing this down a year, but they feel like Aaron Rodgers has given them a gap year. So because they have that gap year, they have the ability to not reach for one this year, which they didn't do. Although I'm sure there are a lot of, you know, fans of your show that think Will Howard can be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
We might have talked about that a couple of times. Jeff Hathorn on the fan hotline. I do want to get to Kenny Pickett because I think you could give us some interesting insight on this. Yeah. He's the quarterback I really, really just do not care for in the quarterback room. Talking about the player, not the person, but specific to the bar, like I look at Aaron Rodgers and I think he's better than Russell Wilson last year. I think the team actually might be a little better as well with Metcalf. And I think back end of the secondary there, I think might be a little better. So I look at that and I'm like, I think they can win 10 plus games again. And I think they can win a playoff game. So that to me is where their bar for success is. It does seem all in. What's the bar for the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers this year?
Yeah, every year is all in with the Steelers. They believe they can win every year. There is no rebuilding. There is no retooling. If any year it was going to be this year when, okay, they didn't draft a quarterback in the first round. All right, this is going to be the year. They're finally going to accept the fact that they're not good enough And you kind of felt that way. And then Rodgers signed. And then before that, you made the Metcalf deal. But even that could be more down the road. But the Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith trade says, okay, they think they can win right now. And that part is kind of confusing, but that's a Steelers mentality. They think every year Super Bowl is attainable. And this year they had to make a lot of outside moves to try to feel like they could get into that point. And, I mean, they go into it thinking that, hey, if Aaron has that 1 year and the defense comes together and Jalen Ramsey really helps spark, you know, some turnovers in that secondary, they have an offensive line that's back together and they feel like that's going to be better. And they like the trio of running backs they have. And that's how they walk into, you know, 2025 thinking that somehow it's going to be better. But the reality is, and it's the same for Cleveland, is both teams are looking up at two better quarterbacks, no matter who is the starter in their division.
Jeff Hathorn, sports director at 93.7 The Fan, our sister station in Pittsburgh, joining us on the show.
Why isn't it like a brother station or like a cousin station? I don't know why we settled on sister station.
That's just always what they say in the business. I don't know. Sidebar. That's a good question.
I mean, sometimes fighting cousins, but I still think family, you know?
Well, listen, I've known some Yinzers. It's lucky if they're only fighting.
And listen, my daughter goes to school at Case Western, so I feel like I've got Cleveland ties myself.
Well, now you got a pass. All right, now she's one of us.
I want to pivot to TJ Watt momentarily because you talk about, Jeff, this sort of being this all-in as they add Aaron Rodgers to the mix here moment for Pittsburgh to try to chase that Super Bowl and maybe get that flash in a pan final season for Aaron Rodgers, and it puts you over the top and you finally win the playoff games and all those things. But I would imagine that a lot of that being all-in centers around TJ Watt being part of this team. And there's been a lot of talk lately about his contract situation. He's a little unhappy and even some trade rumors popped up. What's the latest with him? And is there any, like, what are the concern levels, I guess, from fans in terms of like, if this is going to become a bigger problem as training camp sort of commences here?
Well, because it's TJ, there's concern from fans. I mean, and the fact that trade is thrown out there and then, you know, you let your mind wander about different options or, hey, you know, and then you get those reports or people say, well, you know, they could get this for TJ, and then their minds start thinking, oh wow, we could get all of this for TJ, when in reality there's no way that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a long process. TJ wants more years, and he wants 1 cent more than Myles Garrett. That's a big deal to him. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If that means over the length of the contract, then maybe it's not 1 cent more per year, but it is in total money or over the length. So we'll see how this plays out. There was some angst last year about Cam Hayward and giving him 3 years at his age, and he had a spectacular year. So I don't expect any side to budge. Whether he shows up to training camp in a week is going to be a question, because he didn't show up to mini camp for the first time ever. So even though he had contract negotiations that went down to 2 days before the start of the season last year, I think this one's going to be a little bit more contentious. It's not 26-year-old TJ, it's 30-year-old TJ. And I think that makes the Steelers pause a little bit more than maybe they did back 4 years ago.
So I know this is going to be a little bit of a loaded question, but there was the NFL honors response by TJ when Miles won the MVP, where it sure seemed like he felt entitled to that award. Now you talk about he wants one more cent a year than Myles Garrett. It this feels a little one-sided. Why does TJ have such a sore spot about Myles Garrett?
He just feels that he's the best. And I think that he competes at everything. He is one of those guys. And I'm sure Miles is very similar. He wants to win everything. And this is a competition to him. How many sacks, defensive player of the year, contract. It's all a competition. It's what fuels TJ and probably fueled JJ as well. Although I don't think to the same extent. I don't know if TJ has this, you know, bigger brother thing where I don't know what it is, but it's made him a great player. So it's hard to argue with the results on the field, but he is an insanely competitive person. And that's, again, going to factor into this and why it's going to probably be a long process unless the Steelers just, you know, bend over and say, okay, here you go. I don't think Omar Khan and the Steelers are going to do that. I think they're going to work this negotiation until the last minute.
So since we're on the topic of TJ, just real quick, sort of backtracking slightly, you said you think it's going to be contentious. You said you think it's going to take some time, but would you commit to the idea that it does get finalized and TJ Watt is still with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I do think that's going to happen. I think they'll get that done. Cam Hayward even said, you know, hey, I'll barge into the office and tell them we need to get this done. And while, you know, he doesn't hold ultimate weight, I think he speaks for the guys in the room. They want to go forward with TJ. Maybe there are other free agents or guys that were looked at for new contracts that they wouldn't have said the same thing for. But TJ, the respect is off the charts in that locker room.
All right. One more before we go here. Kenny Pickett's here. A lot of people have spun this narrative that it was all in the Steelers, why he didn't work out. What does Kenny Pickett do well when he's doing the best things that Kenny Pickett does?
Yeah, and let's start. He's a good dude who gives every amount of effort you would ever want. What happened here is he had an offensive coordinator in Matt Canada that really didn't know what he was doing in the NFL, and that factored into some of the problems. Plus, he didn't have a lot of offensive weapons. There was a lot of turnover on the offensive line. What he does well is he's a little bit more than a game manager. He can throw the occasional deep ball, but doesn't have the greatest arm. He's accurate. He'll put all effort in to try to get that extra yard, to try to get that first down. I put him in the TJ Carrick categories in terms of competitiveness. He showed that a lot at Pitt. And I would say this, no one in the college game thought he would amount to much. And there he was at the Heisman Trophy ceremony. So I don't want to say that he can't do it. He's just not as physically gifted as some of the other quarterbacks in the league. If you gave him a good offense, I think he could be a good quarterback. But I don't think he's a guy that could make chicken salad out of something else.
By the way, I tried to do that earlier and I completely butchered that saying. I got it ass backwards. Jeff, really good
That's
stuff, buddy.
I was being really careful. I don't want our stations to be fined.
I thank you for that. And this is what makes us sister and or brother and or sister, brother, cousins, stations.
Mother-in-law, brother-in-law.
Jeff, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, boys.
Jeff Hathorn there, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh on the Fan Hotline. We will react to what he had to say later in the show because we got Albert Breer, MMQB in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.